Parsha is Baha B'chukotai. So it says in the Parsha, Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe Baha Sinai. And God spoke to the Jewish people, Baha Sinai Lemo. On Har Sinai saying, Daber B'nei Israel, speak to the Jewish people, V'amarta Alehem, and tell them, Ki tavo el ha'aretz, you come to Eretz Israel, Asher ani noten lachem, which I give to you, V'shavta aret Shabbat la'Hashem. The land should be Shovet, like Shabbos. It's a Shabbos of the land. There should be a Shabbat of the land. Shesh shanim tizras adecha. 6 years you sow your field. V'shesh shanim tizmor kamech. And 6 years you should harvest your vineyard. V'safta tefuata, and gather in your produce. B'shana Shvi'it, on the 7th year, Shabbat, Shabbaton Yeh La'aretz. It'll be the Sabbath of Sabbaths to the land. The Sabbath, we have Sabbath of the week, of the days, in Zman. This is the Sabbath of the land. La'ashem, to Hashem, Sadecha lo tizra, kamecha lo tizmo. You shouldn't sow your field. You shouldn't harvest your vineyard. V'tzviach k'tzirecha, what grows out of the land, you shouldn't gather in, lo tiktso vinvei nizirecha, right, lo tiktso shenat shabbaton yirat. You shouldn't be knowing in the land, minek ba'alut, to bring in your produce. And this will be a Sabbath of the land, v'aita shabbat ha'aretz, lachem, to you, lo'ochra, to eat, lecha, ulavadecha, ulamatecha, sricha, toshav, yirimecha. Should be a Sabbath for all your avadim. No work, everyone gets free food from the land. Everyone should be eating, right? Okay, so now Rashi has the obvious question. What is, we're opening the parasha of Shemitah and we're saying Bahar Sinai. What has Har Sinai to do with Shemitah? So Rashi says, Ma'inyan Shemitah etzel Har Sinai. Halo kol ha'mitzvot nemru m'Sinai. All the mitzvahs are in Har Sinai. Ela, ma Shemitah nemru klaloteha, its rules, uprateha, and its particular details, v'dikdukeha, m'Sinai, it's even further details on Sinai. Af kura nemru klalotehem, v'dikdukeha m'Sinai. All the other mitzvahs, it's coming to teach us from Shemitah. All their details were told to us on Sinai. Kach shenu b'torat kahanim. Okay. Now, obviously, that seems like not a sufficient question, not a sufficient answer. Because the obvious question is, okay, so from Shemitah we learn the details of all the other mitzvahs, but why did the Torah pick Shemitah to teach us that? That's the obvious question the person should ask. What's specific that the Torah picked Shemitah to teach us that all the mitzvahs, the klalot, the general rules, and the details of those general rules were also given at Sinai? Why do I need Shemitah to teach me that? What my inyan Shemitah etzel Har Sinai? That's Rashi's question. We didn't get a full answer. L'chora. Okay. So obviously there must be something about the Shemitah year which tells us a general rule about all the mitzvot. So we're taking something which itself is a klal in of itself, a rule in of itself, from which we will know klaloteha uprateha misinai. 1 second. To understand this question, we have to understand what is Shemitah. Shemitah is the 7th year that we say Ha'aretz La'Hashem. Can you imagine a person toils? Sam, you think about it. You worked hard on a project. You made this business deal. You're working for your company. And you made such an amazing company, 6 years of solid hard work. Then on the 7th year, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, no work. Sit and learn for a year. No more work. Hello? No. I have to work. I'm used to working. I need to work. I need, that's me. Me is my work. No, 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 no. Shabbat, Ha'aretz LaHashem, the land is God's. Your work is God's work. That means he gave you these kochot to work. 1 year, you know they got this concept of sabbatical year? The sabbatical year, where they got this concept? They got it from here. No work. What does no work mean? 1 year, can you imagine, Sammy? You had this coronavirus for how long? 2 months? No work for 2 months. The economy went collapsed, right? Collapsed. Jewish economy, sex every 6 years, no work a whole year. Huh? Working in farming to tell you the land belongs to Hashem. But in the time of Chazal, that was the only work they had. People, what work they had? A milkman? A farmer? Maybe an artisan, a little bit of an artisan? People wouldn't change their trades. Most people made money on their land. The majority of people, the money that they made was as farmers. I'm sure if you go back to medieval times or even pre that time, you'll find that most people made money on their land. That was their job. Now we say Shabbat LaHashem. What is that Shabbat LaHashem coming to teach you? You have to know who you're the boss, who you're working for. And you have to know that what you have comes from him. Tzadik be'emunato yichye. A tzadik lives with his emunah. Shemitah, it's a Ramban here also. The Ramban explains that the inyan of Shemitah is an inyan of emunah. Entrusting your life with Hashem. 1 year, one out of 6 years, you're not working. You're eating from the produce of the field. And there's a very big idea here. Adam HaRishon, when he was in Gan Eden, before the Chet, was supposed to eat from Eitz HaGan, the trees in the Gan. After the Chet, Adam HaRishon was allowed to eat, or was told to eat, from the Yerek, from the vegetables. And some of the Eitz HaGan turned into vegetables. The wheat turned into a vegetable. It was gluska yafe, would pluck bread from the tree. Now the wheat became chita, became a vegetable. Right? You with me? Sammy, you with me? A vegetable. So now, all of a sudden, we come to the Shemitah year. There's a din in the Shemitah year, machlokas tanaim. If svichim, that which grows in the seventh year, the Shemitah year, the vegetable that grows, Rabbi Akiva says, it's asa, it's forbidden to eat. Chachamim say, no, it's an issa derabbanan. They argue it's not an issa deraisa, it's an issa deron. They stay, everyone agrees it's asa. Deraisa derabbanan agrees. Everyone agrees it's asa. So you can't eat the vegetables of that year. The only thing you can eat is the fruit. Shemitah takes us back to Gan Eden. Shemitah takes us back to being Ka'adam HaRishon in Gan Eden. And that's the same concept as Shabbos. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. That's Adam HaRishon of Gan Eden. Shemitah is Me'ein Olam Haba Ba'aretz. It's Shabbat La'aretz. We're going back. How do we go back? How does Shabbos take us back to Gan Eden? We already spoke about this. We're coming up, Bezrat Hashem, we're coming up to Shavuot. Shavuot, which is also weeks. 7 weeks. Then you have Shavuot, the 50th day. Shemitah you also have. 7 Shabbatot Shanim. 7 Shanim. 7 Pa'amim. You have 49. The 50th is what? The Yovel he. Yovel is Me'ein Shavuot. We're going to explain that soon. But the Shemitah year represents this concept of Shabbat. The Shavuos was given on Shabbat. Matan Torah is on Shabbat. Shabbat represents Me'ein Olam Haba. Had we received the Torah, we would have gone to Me'ein Olam Haba. But the Shemitah year is teaching us a rule in life, which is a klal, which is a klal, which is the basis, the basis of the Torah. Just this week I spoke about Revolbi, and he brings three klalim, three rules which are written in Chazal, which are klalim of Kol HaTorah Kula, which are rules of the whole Torah Kula. One is, B'chol Derechecha De'eyu, you should know a Kodesh Baruch Hu in all your ways, in all your ways. That means everything you do should be L'Shem Shamayim. That's, he brings a Rambam saying that. Then the other one is, Tzadik Me'emunato Yichiye, a Tzadik lives with his Emunah. And the third one is a Rabbi Akiva for Haftarecha Kamocha. And these aren't three rules who are arguing on each other. They are three aspects of man. Man in his thought, that's B'chol Derechecha De'ehu, in his thinking, in everything he does, when he eats, when he sleeps, he's connecting himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's B'chol Derechecha De'ehu. He's sleeping because he needs to be healthy and awake and be able to work well, able to learn well. He's able to do things. B'chol Derechecha De'ehu says it's actually a Rabbeinu Yonah that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, and Shulchan Aruch just copies the whole Rabbeinu Yonah. And it says if a person lives like that, he lives that everything he does is the Shem Shemayim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His sleeping is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His eating is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even his menial things he does in the day is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They all becomes drachim to take him to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then there's a second one, which is associated with a person's heart, the lave of a person. That's Tzadik Be'emunato Yichiye. That's Shemitah. That's Shabbat Haaretz. Shemitah is the binyan of the lave. The emunah of a person, the place for the emunah, the place for a person's relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu is in the lave. The emunah, his tefillah. Binat HaLev. Bina is the place of emunah. Ima, the mother, that's a place where you learn entrustment. That's a place where a person builds his emunah, with his relationship with the mother, like the Gemara says. Ava comes to the Gemara. Ava is the ability to entrust and connect to a person. Without trust, a person can't develop a relationship. He always feels, well, maybe this person isn't going to, you know, he's using me, he's whatever. There's always a distance. He never can give up and take a chance on a relationship. Be vulnerable to connect. Because he doesn't trust. Tzadik Be'emunato Yichiye means he's living. A place a person lives is his lave. That's where you live. That's in your emotions. Your machshava is where you want to be. Your lave is where you're present, where you're living now. And then this is the last one, which is V'avtarech Kamocha, which is Ben Adam L'Chaveira. Aye, the machshava is Ben Adam L'Makom. That's between you and Kodesh Baruch Hu. B'chol Derechecha De'ehu, you know him, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then there's Tzadik Be'emunato Yichiye. That's where you're living now, in the present. That's your emunah, that's your lave. That's Ben Adam L'Atzmo, between man and himself. And then there's Ben Adam L'Chaveira, which is V'avtarech Kamocha. So the klalim that's been written here in the Shemitah is this klal of Tzadik Be'emunato Yichiye. That's why Bahar Sinai was said by Shemitah. To teach us where we live is the place of our emunah, our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, our lev, how we entrust our lives to him, how we're willing to give up from all that we did in our lives for Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the truth is, we do that really every week with Shabbat. The Shabbat comes in and we stop all our mundane work and we give ourselves away to our family and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The tefillot on Shabbat, the Sudot with our family on Shabbat. We don't think about any of our mundane things. And, of course, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, our learning, our tefillot. And those are the three things, if you understand it. Our learning on Shabbat is keneged chol derech echad eyu. That's our machshava, that's our thoughts. Our time with our family is the v'haf derecha kamocha. Loving your neighbor as yourself. And the tefillot is belev. Tefillot is the emuna a person has. So all three things come together on Shabbat. That's Shemitah, is Shabbat La'aretz. It's to bring that emuna into actualization, into the land. Into the land represents the expression of the Malchus. To actualize that emuna in your everyday life. So we do that, and the way we do that, even a person who doesn't, like you were saying, so he doesn't plow the land. Doesn't plow the land. He works in properties or in business or whatever he works. Come Shabbat, no work, no phone, no emailing. If someone emails you on Shabbat, he gets the thing as if you were in Chutz Laretz. No, not available, right? Contact me afterwards or whatever. Questions, just one day, it's not the whole year. How can you compare it? You're right. That's why the concept is in every day on Shabbat. But Shemitah is a very, very big emunah. That's why the emunah of Shemitah is a very, very big emunah. The person's willing to leave a year. Can you imagine all the produce that he could get in that year? All what he thinks, it's so hard. He's worried he don't have food to feed his kids. And what does he rely on? There's a bracha. The Chumash speaks about it. That the sixth year will have reap more fruit. And on the eighth year, he'll get more as well. It's a haftacha. But hello, you have to believe. You have to have a tremendous emunah to leave your parnasa for a whole year. We left our parnasa for 2 months. And the economy is broken down. I mean, you're right. It's talking about land. It's not talking about other forms of parnasa. But in the time of Chazal, that was the main parnasa for people. Can you imagine the giburei koach? They're called giburei koach. People who have such strength. You can store, you can do whatever you want. You can do, what's it called, Eitzes Yosef that he told to Paro. You can do whatever you want. That's not a problem. But the problem is, that as much as you store, it's not going to be enough for a whole year. Fruit and vegetables, hello? They didn't have Spain to import. But they can't eat from the vegetables of the ground. So they're going to eat what? Fruit and vegetables? Okay, they have meat, and they have chicken, and they have that sort of thing. They can grow those things. The Torah wasn't, you know, what didn't do is tell you something that's impossible to do. But there's a tremendous emunah here. Think about it. There's a tremendous emunah. And now, it's coming to teach you that just as Shemitah is in Har Sinai, that the tachlis of Shemitah is to teach you emunah. That's the tachlis of the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs have these three tachlesim. They have these three purposes. Bechol derachecha de'eyu, to connect you in your thinking, that everything will be L'Shem Shamayim, for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then there's Tzadik Be'emunah Tzor Yichyeh, the mitzvahs come to teach you emunah and a relationship with your Creator. And then V'Avta Recha Kamocha, you have a proper relationship with your fellow man. That's the tachlis of the mitzvahs. The rest is just a Shemitah, it's details were taught at Har Sinai. So the mitzvahs, the details were taught at Har Sinai. But the details of these mitzvahs are to take you to these three places. This is what it's teaching you. This is what's important. A frum Jew is not a frum Jew without b'chol derechecha de'ehu, without Tzadik Be'emunato Yichya, and without V'Avta Recha Kamocha. The black hat, black suit, burnt matzahs, that doesn't make you a frum Jew, that makes you a look-like frum Jew. A real frum Jew has all those three things. If you're lacking in those three things, you're not a frum Jew. You're a, you know, like the Talmudian they showed me, you can make on your phone, you can do a picture of yourself. Like I'm doing now with this picture, like I'm not the Gadol. It's a nice picture, but I'm not giving a shit the Gadol, right? But it looks like that. So like if you want to, I could replace my face with something. Now you can replace your face with some sort of like cartoon character, right? But you could, I'm sure there's something that you can change your face or you could like adapt it to look better or younger or whatever, right? I'm sure you could do that, right? I'm sure there's some app that does it for you, correct? Yeah, probably, right? So, okay. So you can do that. So let's make me into a real frummy. A nice white beard, a nice black kippah, right? A nice frummy. I become a real, real frummy rabbi. But it's only for the picture. That's what you are as a frum Jew if you don't have those three things. The mitzvahs are there to bring you to these three things. If the mitzvahs aren't bringing you to those three things, you're not doing them properly. There's something missing in your asiya. If you don't grow in your v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, if you don't grow in your emuna, if you don't grow in b'chol d'rechecha de'ehu, you're stagnating as a frum Jew. It's a cartoon character. Rechecha means that everything you do, you think about it. That means it's not hard. That means you're going to bed. Why are you going to bed? I'm tired. Most people go to bed. Why? They're tired. No, that's a mistake. I'm going to bed. Yes, I'm tired. And that's a good time to go to bed when you're tired, right? Unless you have more learning to do, or you have a business deal which is important, or you have to speak to your wife or your kids, right? There's reasons not to go to bed when you're tired. But if you have a good reason to go to the side, you're not going to bed because you're tired. You're going to bed because you're tired, and that's a good time to go to bed. But in order that you sleep well to do your Avodas Hashem tomorrow. In order that you sleep well to get up for Shacharis. Believe me, it's a hard thing getting up for Shacharis, right? Yeah. Most people find it hard, unless you're very Masuda, right? But people like us find it hard to get up for Shacharis. Me too. Right? It's okay. Nothing wrong with that. If you don't find it hard to get up for Shacharis, it's good. It's great that you don't get to find it hard. But if you go to Shacharis and don't daven Shacharis, what's with your emuna? It doesn't matter what time you get up. It's not the point of getting up for Shacharis. You should be getting up for Shacharis. But the point is, when you do get up for Shacharis, you should daven Shacharis. Shacharis should be a proper davening. It shouldn't be a reading of the Siddur. It should be a connection with your Creator. You should enjoy to pray to your Creator. If you're missing on enjoyment, you're not davening Shacharis. Emunah is yichye. That means when you do a mitzvah of emunah, you feel alive. If you're reading a book that it's uninteresting, or it's written in some hieroglyphics, and you just know well those hieroglyphics, and you're just reading quickly through it, that's not called yichye, that's not called living. Shacharis is something that brings you to life. That's why you daven it three times a day. It's like, you know, in America, you have, you know, a lot of these people in America, it's like I was sons by a Talmud, and he makes himself every morning before he goes to work, you know, all these healthy fruits, berries, and I don't know what. They put it in with some sort of like, I don't know, yogurt maybe, you know, chalavizim, God knows what they do, or orange juice, something healthy. And they mix it all up, and it's called Morning Boost. and it gives you energy to start off your morning, right? It's a morning boost. Okay. You get this morning boost. Yichye. We have it called, we also have a Jewish boost. It's called our davening. But if you don't daven, you're missing out on that boost. You're missing on that ruchnius. You have a tefillin boost in the morning. It brings your neshama into you. But if you don't feel it, if you don't feel the connection, if it's just a black box that goes on your head, you're missing on the yichye. So you can be frum, you can daven, but you're missing on the yichye. It's just a shell. We have to... This is Parsha is coming to tell us, use these mitzvahs. These mitzvahs are there for yichye, for making the lev a connection with your Creator. Shachar is something you should look forward to, not something you have to do. Something you have an opportunity to connect. You know? These shakes that people eat in the morning, drink in the morning, they feel great, healthy, robust, good. They feel strong, ready to take on the world. That's what a shachar should do. That's what yichye means. That's what emuna means. You live with your emuna. It brings you to kesha with your Creator. And now you come to a higher level of emuna. It's incremental. You're not going to notice it after one shachris, right? But if you do it every time, if you actually look at it as an opportunity to develop your relationship with your Creator, that's going to be a milah in your yichye. You're going to upgrade your yichye. You understand? It's like going to work without breakfast. You're from England. England, that's what you have. You have breakfast. Breakfast, your porridge, your cereal, your eggs. When I was a kid, that's what you used to have. Eggs for breakfast, porridge for breakfast. It was a good thing. It was an important thing. You start the day with your breakfast. You know, that's all the cereal advertisements, right? You give your son a breakfast if it's a chiloni, so he goes and plays basketball. If it's a charedi, he goes to yeshiva. The same guy just puts a kippah on his head and changes the basketball from yeshiva, whatever, right? That's how they sell it. So by the way, this was a commercial break. This was a commercial, right? Okay, but you understand? So we have a tefillah. We have an opportunity to build ourselves. Then we have a mincha, then we have a marib, that's the yichye. You understand? Now, and the shmita is also a yichye. It's a yichye of learning Torah, says the Rambam. And he says at the end of Hilchos Shmita, not only Shevet Levi can go and become Kodesh HaKadoshim, any kol baye olam, anyone, shenadva libo, that gave of his heart to leave off the machshavot of this world and enter and learn Torah and become part of Kodesh Kadoshim, he has haftach of the Kodesh Baruch Hu misapek lo what he needs, give him the minimum of what he needs. So not everyone can do that for their whole life. And not everyone should do that for their whole life. People are different. But Shemitah year, everyone should do it. Shemitah year, everyone comes Shevet Levi. Everyone just eats what there is. What he stored, what he didn't store, right? And his the purpose is to have 1 year of Limud Torah and have a recognition, a boost, to come back. That's what Shabbos is as well. It works the same way as Shabbos. That's why it's called Shabbos. It's just Shabbat of the land. And just as Shabbos is a build-up to Shabbos, then you get the bracha of Shabbos, and then you bring back the bracha to the weekday. Shemitah is the same thing. You build up to Shemitah, you can be making yourself storehouses of food. You get to Shemitah, you eat, you get the bracha of Shemitah, then you bring it into the weekday. Just by Shemitah, like, if you understand, there's a Yovel. Yovel says it's 50 years. You have 7 years. Like, let's say, so it says, V'safarta, go back to the pasuk, V'safarta lecha, Sheva Shabbatot Shanim. 7 years. of Sabbath. Sheva shanim sheva pamim. 7 times 7. Vayu lecha yemei sheva shapotot atim teshiva abim shana. And on the 50th year, vehevata shofar trua b'chodesh ha-shvi'i, in the 7th month, which is Tishrei, basor l'chodesh, which is Yom Kippur, v'yom ha-kippurim of the Shemitah year, v'ta'aviru shofar b'chol ha-atzuchem. And you make a shofar b'chol ha-atzuchem. V'kidashtem et shnat ha-chamishim shana. It's kodesh. Ukratem dror ba'aretz l'chol yoshveha. Yovel hi tie lechem, will be for you. V'shavtem isha l'achuzato, a person goes back to his achuza, his land. V'isha mishpachto tashuvu. And a person who was an eved goes back to his mishpacha. Yovel hi shanat ha-chamishim shana, the 50th year, tie lechem, lo tizra, lo tiksru. It's like, oh, same dilim as Shemitah. Now, if you understand, there is, it's called Olamo shel Yovel. The 50 years of a person's life is Olamo, is his world. Because a person at the age of 20 reaches his all his chiyuvim. Bar mitzvah, he's chayav bidei, based in Shomata. Age of 20, he's chayav based in Shomala. Now he's a full grown person at the age of 20. Then he has 50 years of his life. That's Olamo shel Yovel. Most people, their functional, active life is the age of 70. Most people. Those 50 years are his life. And then, Yovel he goes to a different place. Draw ye ba'aret, ish el achuzato. Like it says in Pirkei Avos. Yeah? Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelek Ba'olam Ba. L'olam Yerushu Aretz. Aretz is a dugma of Olam Ba. There's an achuza a person has. He has a part of Olam Ba. The part that he prepares. His achuza. Who's chose l'achuzato. Because chose to the place that is his. That he earned in this world. That's Yovel. That's the 50th year. That's just as Shavuot is connected Chias Amesim. That's what happened on Shavuot. That's what the Malachim did, is we heard the Asaras Adibros. We were supposed to have complete Chias Amesim. It didn't work out for whatever reason. But that was the purpose of Shavuot. That's what Yovel represents. Yovel represents this concept of Olam Haba. Now, it's brought down in Svarim HaKadoshim that Olam Haba works also in the cycle of Yovelim. That Olam Haba is the continuation from Yovel to Yovel to Yovel. In other words, this is a concept of Olam Haba. That means Olam Haba is Tzadik Be'emunato Yichyeh. Because Olam Haba is Ne'ene Miziv Hashchina. Olam Haba is Torah, the Gemara says. That's what the Gemara says. Without Tal Torah, a person does not have Olam Haba. But it's also Emuna. The Emuna that we're learning from the Shemitah. That's why it's represented in this concept of Shemitah and Yovel. This Rosh Hashanah says that there's this concept of the Sphira or the Yovel. And the Shemitah years is this cycle even of Olam Haba. It represents Olam Haba. Because the tzaddik, that the Rambam says, Yoshev sits, vatarotem aroshem, and his ktarim on his head, which is, v'chol derachecha de'ehu, v'shadik be'munato yichye, his chochma and his bina, and his ne'ene meziv hashchina. Now his atid, his chochma, becomes also his ne'ene. Because in this world, the tachlis, where you're going to, is b'chol derachecha de'ehu, where you want to go, the Shem Shamayim. Olam Haba, you're already there. So the atid becomes the now, the present. And the chochma becomes, like the emunah, becomes part of the yichyeh. There's no haftarecha kamocha. Because after Rechem is Ben Adam L'Chaver. There's no Ben Adam L'Chaver. There's only Ben Adam L'Makom. So that just gets shifted up. And Rashi, in fact, says, after Rechem Kamocha, Klal Gadol B'Tera, Re'ehu, who's Re'ehu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's how we learn after Rechem Kamocha. Re'ehu means the connection we have and the building we have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's no more Ben Adam L'Chaver. You understand what I'm saying? That's what's written in the Parsha. It's a very, very deep idea. The idea is, what are we doing our mitzvahs for? Of course, you get kosher tefillin, you get mehuda tefillin, you get kosher food, you do all these things, of course. But don't get bogged down with the details if those details aren't bringing you to your tachlis. You're missing out. You're missing out on what the Torah wants from you. That's not what the Torah wants. Now we'll say a little bit about B'chukotai Teilechu, because it's a double parasha. So, and it's related. Obviously we spoke about Emuna. It's not Stam that Chazal, when they mechaber parashas, when they put together parashas, they're not speaking about similar ideas. So in B'chukotai Teilechu, V'mitzvotai tishmor v'asitem otam. So Rashi says, what do you mean chukotai telechu? Says, if it's speaking about asiyas mitzvahs, you've done them. It says it's mitzvotai tishmor. So what's b'chukotai telechu? In my chok you should go. Says Rashi, amelim b'terah. And then we know the parasha. It says all these brachas. And then it says, if you don't, b'chukotai telechu, v'tim asu v'chulei. And I've seen it. People, chas v'shalom, when they leave the Torah, then they start speaking about Talmidei Chachamim. After they start speaking about Talmidei Chachamim, they speak about yeshivas, that these people are batlanim, these people don't do anything. Then after that, they speak about people doing mitzvahs. And, it's not shaveh, they're doing nothing with their lives. And then, slowly, slowly, they're bo'et b'Torah. It starts when there's no Torah. Whenever a person gives up the Torah, he loses. And when a person's amel b'Torah, v'natati gishmichem b'itam, I give you bracha. V'natna aretz yivula. V'eitz asada yiten pirio. Eitz asada yiten pirio. And Rashi says, V'natati shalom ba'aretz. Without shalom, all that you have is worthless. All that you have is worthless. Look at Eretz Yisrael. We have the best economy in the world. The shefa here. Shefa. There's nothing you can't get here. No shalom. Intifada, this, that. I don't know, 40% spent on the army. No shalom. Why? Why? You have this bracha because it's not b'chukotai telechu. It's not b'chukotai telechu. If we're not b'chukotai, why is the Torah called a chok? So this I heard from my Rebbe, Shmuel Arbach. He says, in everything in life, you have an axiom, you have a starting point. The starting point of the Torah is B'chukotai Teilechu. The starting point is to be Amal B'Torah. That's a chok. And also, another word is, a chok is something chakuk belev. That means it's something you can write on something, but you can erase it. Something which is engraved is part of it, it's part of the person. The Torah has to be part of you. So it's not Stam that this parasha speaking about Torah and the previous parasha speaking about Emunah. Because Emunah, Torah, Emunah brings you to Torah. Tefillah brings you to Torah, and Torah brings you to Tefillah. That's Belev, that's Avodas Halev, and that's Avodas Hamoach, Hasechel. Those are the two parts of a person which is his higher part. It has to start with the lev. A person always starts with the lev. But the lev needs direction. Needs a chok lelechet lefi drachav. Needs something that it's chakuk, a pathway that he can go down. That comes from learning Torah. Without learning Torah, you don't have that vision to see, to go in. That's what the Torah gives you. But you have to start with the lev. You have to start with the emunah. You have to start with entrusting Hashem. You have to start with something that connects you to Hashem. And then, with that connection, you come to the Torah and you are meilim b'Torah. A meilim b'Torah doesn't mean you're learning full time. A meilim b'Torah means it's hard for me, Rabbi. I have a shiur once a day for an hour, and it's hard for me to find the time. I'm busy. I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to do the other thing. But you gave a time, and you kept to it, and you come, and you're amel in coming. Or you're amel in learning something which is hard for you, which is against who you are, but you're amel. And you learn a line of Gemara, you learn two lines, or you go to a shiur, and you fall asleep even in the shiur. But your amal, it's hard. That's called a meilim b'Torah. A meilim b'Torah doesn't mean you write a sefer or you have a chidushim. A meilim b'Torah means your amal. It's hard and you're doing it. And if you're doing this, and you have to also be amal b'tefillah. Avoda shebalev tefillah is called. Avoda. Avoda means hard work. There's an avoda. Things which are ruchani don't happen by themselves. It requires an avoda. To make an investment doesn't happen by itself. You need to work. Anyone who makes money works. When I say work, people who make big money, they work hard at an idea and they make money. Or you work hard in their job and you make money, physically or whatever you do. But it doesn't come automatic. You can't twiddle your thumbs and have a parnasa. Same thing. You can't twiddle your thumbs and have an emunah, have a tefillah. You can't twiddle your thumbs and learn Torah. Has to have a mal. You can't twiddle your thumbs and have vahavterecha kamocha and have relationships with people, proper relationships. That requires work. Adam la'amal yulad. A person was born to work hard. Im zocher but it's also Torah to work. It's a mitzvah to work. On Shabbos, you can teach, you can talk to your child about his parnasa, not about how to make money, but like getting him a trade. The Shadech HaBanot, one of the things we sing, right? L'lamdo Sefer, L'shadech HaBanot. Right? It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. But it's only a mitzvah if it's kashur to Zavodas Hashem. That means he's working not for the sake of working. He's working to do his Zavodas Hashem. That's b'chol derechecha de'ehu. Then his work becomes Zavodas Hashem. If he's working because he wants to work, he wants to make money, he wants to do things, he wants, I don't know what, not for any positive reasons, which is very rare. If a person is working hard for his family, to help people, for tzedakah, for whatever it is, he's taking his avodas Hashem, he's making his work avodas Hashem. But it has to have also Torah. It has to be amelis b'Torah. So he has to give his time to Torah and work hard, whatever that is, to learn. Work hard, it's hard for him. He falls asleep, he doesn't understand, it's hard. Other people it's easy, for him it's hard. That's his amelis. That's his olam haba in his amelis. There was a story, probably not a true story, but it's a story, but it's a good marshal, that story, of a person who every night after a hard day's work used to go to the shul, the local shul, in the middle of the snow, in the middle of the sand, the storm, whatever. And he would go to shul, he was tired, exhausted, and he'd sit in the shir. And he would fall asleep half of the shir. Half the shir he'd sort of hear. And he said, go home. And his wife, you know, one day saw him come home and she missed him, you know, the whole day's work and the kids and whatever. Like, what are you doing? What happened? Tell me what you learned this year. So he said, the rabbi said something like this or something like that or whatever. Okay. So he went again. He says, what did you learn? He said, something like this or something like that. It wasn't so clear. So he said, so why are you going to shul? You're not learning anything. And you're spending an hour away from your wife and family. Stay home. We need to go to shul. Not arguing with his wife. You know, shalom bayis, whatever. Stay at home. Middle of the night, there was a psak based in Shomala. And his wife was Nidon. And she had a dream. And the psak was not good. And all of a sudden, on the other side of the scales, there was mud, and there was snow, and there was rain, and it toppled the scale. And then she woke up. She told the dream to her husband. And together they understood what that dream was. Her sending her husband to learn in the snow, in the rain, in the mud. All that schus was what was mekayim her and her family. It's not what you learn, how much you learn. You're going to become a big Talmid Chacham. You're going to be whatever you're going to be. That's not important. What does Rashi say? Amelim b'Torah. Rashi doesn't say you have to become a big Chazanish or a big Ve'ega. It doesn't say that. It says Amelim b'Torah. If for you it's hard, if for you it's an Amal, you're Amelim b'Torah. Remember that. What a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from you is that Amal. If that's what you're doing, you're doing his Ratzon. You're amelim b'Torah. You see the bracha.